Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and thank you for joining Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. Tonight we'll be talking about sending mixed messages and toying with one another's emotions. Joining me tonight will be Sky Vaughn, one of our regular co-hosts, and A. Michelle Grogan, and myself, Minister Dupree. As usual, you can give your area code, the last four digits of your number. You can give your actual name. You can give a pseudonym, but this is a safe space, and everything that we speak about here is done respectfully, even if we don't agree. So, tonight we're talking about playing games in relationships and why people have very little faith that love can be true, rewarding, spiritual, and not just something you read about in fairy tales. I'm kind of waiting for everybody to come in, check in, and by that I mean my co-hosts. They're not in yet on the line. But if anyone has any questions or anyone has any opening statements they'd like to make, I'm open to listen, and we can begin. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about the things that one experiences and one can go through in the process when the relationship is piled high with games and everybody isn't invested in the same manner, and some people are just hanging out in a relationship until they find what it is that they really want. So they're pulling you in and pushing you away and pulling you in and pushing you away. And that's what we mean tonight about sending mixed messages and toying with one another's emotions. Once again, I don't like just talking at you and giving information. I do like for everyone to be a part of what's going on. I like to hear your voice because whether you believe it or not, there are times when you can say things that will reach and touch someone even without you really knowing that. So tonight, again, as we stated, we're talking about sending mixed messages and toying with one another's emotions. So does anyone out there on the line have anything they want to say? Okay, I guess you guys are going to make me just talk at you tonight. So let's talk a little bit about what you can go through. Sometimes we will do things and have people to alter their lives and make it seem as though we can't live without them and we love them to pieces. And once they've rearranged and altered their lives and changed things to accommodate us, we then say we need to go out and find ourselves, and we're no longer interested in being in that relationship. And that's an unfair kind of thing to do, just playing with someone's emotions and their heart from the start. It's just, you know, something that is not cool, and that's very selfish and cruel, as a matter of fact. So, again, we're talking about sending mixed messages and toying with one another's emotions. Anyone out there want to start something so that we can have at least some back and forth dialogue? Okay. We have a lot of dead air tonight. Okay, so I guess another thing I want to say is that when someone actually goes out of their way to make you feel as though they're really interested in being in a relationship with you and then pushing you away, that is really not a show of love, and you shouldn't want to be anyone's safety net. So that they can feel safe with having you in their lives until they can find someone else in order to be in a relationship that they find a lot more feasible and suitable for their style. No one should be a backup or feel like they're made to be the backup. You should step up, and when a person is sending you mixed messages, you ask them to concretely say what it is that they desire to have from you, because there is someone out there who wants everything that you have to offer. So any questions, anybody has any comments, because I'm willing to talk about anything that you want to talk about, because it seems like I'll be hosting tonight alone. It doesn't seem like anybody wants to join in the discussion tonight. So, I'm going to just go ahead and table discussions for tonight until more people are ready to be involved. Again, this is Love, Life, Love and Full Enlightenment. Join us next Thursday for a show. Hopefully people will be ready to talk and my co-host will be available and we can move forward. Other than that, you know, love for the sake of love and enjoy your life and being authentic. Have a wonderful night.